Good morning.
We come to you in the blessed name of Jesus. There's no better name, no other name given amongst men. For salvation. You know, that word salvation means everything that you would ever want. Deliverance, safety, preservation, prosperity, you name it. It's in there. And he did it. He did it all. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We count it a privilege to bring you his word, to be a messenger of his, a mouthpiece. Hallelujah. So, we're going to bring you today's lesson, Bible lesson on divine prosperity. We told you last week that God wants you to have as much as you can carry. Ooh, glory. My. Mm-hmm. How much can you carry? Mm-hmm. How much of his joy, of his peace, of his love? How much of his money? How much of his kindness, patience? How much of his gentleness can you carry? Thank you, Lord. Amen. And we said that if it's not ungodly, not illegal, not unethical, and you want it, you can have it. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, why not? Why wouldn't he want you to have it? What would be the reason why not? You can just believe it. You can carry that. You can experience it. Hallelujah. You're so good. So good. So good. So good. Amen. This morning I want to give you a Bible lesson on the topic, when you give to God, you are really giving to yourself. If only Christians would know that and believe that, there wouldn't be any issue about tithing and offering, none of that. When you give to God, you're really giving to yourself. You know? If you give to me, I'll go spend it on me. But when you give to God, all right, Genesis 44, verse 1. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry. That's what we got that title. Well, God wants you to have as much as you can carry. Woo! It stopped flowing because there's no more room. My goodness. And then it says, and put every man's money in his sack. Give them back their money. And that's what we're getting the topic for this morning. What you give to God, you're really giving to yourself. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17 says, he that has pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord. That's Proverbs 19, 17. And the Lord will repay him. I have a feeling when the Lord repays you, if you give the Lord the dollar, he doesn't give you a dollar back. What do you think? He doesn't say, take the dollar you gave me. I don't think that's what he does. It's more like to say, take $100 that you gave me for the dollar that you gave me. Or more than that. Again, as you can carry, see. So it depends. It is done unto you according to your faith. Amen. Amen. So, here this song says, we get lifted up as we praise him. We get lifted up as we lift him up. Amen? Lift him up, lifting him up lifts us up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When your money leaves your hand into God's hands, it does not ever depart from your life, but it is multiplied into your future. I know that for a fact. Glory be to God. Woo, glory. You may have heard me say it, but I will never tire of saying it. The devil should never have put in that situation. live in the ghetto. I mean, real ghetto. Woo, public housing. Not anymore, thank God. Hallelujah. Because I kept giving. In fact, we didn't even live there that long. It was about 6 months. God put upon a brother's heart to come get us out of there. So he moved us from there to an apartment and paid the rent for a year. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
It was only $3,600, but it might as well be $36 million back in them days. Woo, glory, 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 glory. I tell you what, you've come too late to tell me this doesn't work. You've come way too late.
Amen. Amen.
You should have come many, many decades ago. Because I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. So what you give to God, when you put it in God's hands, He doesn't live your life. He just takes it, multiplies it, and sends it right back into your life. If you knew that, you'd have no argument with tithing. Yeah, New Testament, Old Testament, this and that and the other. My goodness. Luke chapter 6, verse 38, the Bible says, give, and it shall be given to you again. Huh? Give, and it shall be given to you again. How is that going to happen? God is going to cause it to be given to you. What you give to God, you'll give it to yourself. So you're not in this sense of loss. See, that's why some folks don't do it, because it's like, if I do that, I'm just sending it away. No, you're not. You're not. It's like putting money away in a savings account, a divine savings account. In fact, we'll go over there, Matthew chapter 5. That's what the Bible says. I didn't just come up with that. Amen. And if you knew that, you'd never again argue and debate the Greek and the Hebrew of tithing. Huh? Mm. You'll do the English of tithing, because it plainly states it. But you know, Matthew chapter number 6, verse 19. It says, lay not up for yourselves. Lay not up. Now, so lay up. It's going to tell you where not to do and what to do it. That's the same as the account. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Open this savings account and keep it operating. Where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves cannot break through and steal. Savings account. Amen. And then of course it makes it plain. This is what we talk about. And the reason why folks don't want to hear about it is because their heart's not there. It says, this is Jesus talking, and this is in the red. If you have a red letter edition Bible, all of this is in the red. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. What you give to God, because of your heart, huh? That's the only reason why you ought to give. Which means we can't say that those who don't do it, listen, talk is cheap. Amen. Like they say on the street, show me the money. Quit talking, show me the money. My goodness. Every act of giving benefits the giver as much as it does the recipient. Amen. If you give according to God's instructions. Amen? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's nothing more pleasant than to be a blessing to someone, to know that you've made a difference in someone's life. If you're giving like God wants, you know, some people can give to show how much better off they are than you are. You know. And the Bible says it. Look at 1 Corinthians 13, right? Says it. So the motivation for giving is right. if you give according to God's motives, but you are as blessed as a receiver. Jesus said, isn't it? More blessed to give than to receive. 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, if I give all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, you can do that without love. You can do it in pride. Do it to show that you're so much better off than anybody else. I'll tell you how to check yourself in that. Somebody that obviously is worse off than you are wants to give you money. Let's say a dollar. And you don't want to take it because you're thinking in your head, you need it more than I do. See, that's devilish. That's ungodly. Amen. It is. Your mind is not in the right place. Because they know that. Right? Of course they know it. And yet, they have been moved to give you a dollar and you won't take it. You won't be a blessing to them. You won't take their seed because your minds are, I'm better than you are. See, that's where that's coming from. You should say, thank you very much. And take it. And do with it what God says to do with it. Motivation is important. Every giving benefits the giver as much as the receiver. If you do it in God's way, whether it's between friends, between siblings, or parent to child, or child to parent, all of that, you just, like I said before, I'll say it again. If you want, this time of the year, you know, the devil tries to get people all depressed and stuff. There's an easy way to break the spirit of depression. Go out and do something good for somebody. And that spirit would you break its power or hold over you. Amen. My. God does not use tithes and offerings to renovate heaven. Did you know that? Heaven doesn't need any renovations. You know, I've been building houses. Well, this house was built in the 80s or 90s. Let's bring it up today. No. Heaven. There is no updating in heaven going on. Amen. God uses tithes and offerings to spread the abundant life right here on the earth. Spends it on us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. So, I know, you know, like I alluded to earlier, the debate about tithing and whether it is Old Testament or New Testament or in between and all that. Again, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You should repeat a lot of what you said. Oh, yes, I'm following God. He had four gospels. You know that, right? That's said by the same thing. But then we don't get it the first time, or the second, or the third, maybe the fourth. So, if you're honest, excuse me, and you don't know for real, you're not convinced whether tithing is New Testament or not. Here's an easy test. Amen. Easy test. Check up on what you gave to the Lord last year, what you gave to the gospel. Say, now, well, I didn't keep records. Well, see, that's that's a problem right there. But yeah, all the churches you went to, if you went to one more than one church, you would have records. They'll give it to you. Check up on it. See, what percentage of my income did I give to the Lord? There is no debate that Old Testament saints give 10%, right? rich. No debate. Everybody, nobody argues about that. They didn't have any cars. They didn't travel by airplanes. They walked everywhere they went. They were farmers and stuff like that. And, you know, kept animals and stuff. They gave 10%. You are so much more blessed, are you not? How many percent, what's the percentage of your income going to the work of the Lord? If it's not at least 10%, then we have a problem, I would say. Amen. Oh, yeah. That's an easy way to forget all the Hebrew, Greek, and all the theological, you know, all of those debates, and just boil it down to this. What am I doing for the gospel compared to Old Testament saints? Who didn't have the spiritual privileges I have? They were not born again. Jesus didn't live in them. Amen. They had to go to a priest to find out what God said. You don't have to. You can, but you don't have to. You got the Bible. They didn't have a Bible you could read like this that we have. So many spiritual privileges you have. And if you don't do at least as much as they did for the gospel, then either you are being deceived by some body who either knows better or doesn't know any better, or you are self-deceived. Amen. That's just as plain as it can be. So that's how you settle that debate. What are you doing for the gospel? We just read it. Where your treasure is, there your heart be also. So we can locate your heart by locating your treasure. Whatever you say with your mouth, we're not going with that. Jesus didn't say, no. Want to know where your heart is? Let's follow your treasure. I'm preaching to the choir here, but you know. Amen. You can settle that up, settle that debate real quick. Amen. Yeah, you know, but preachers are so money hungry. Okay. Some of them are. All of them are? You mean to tell me you can't find one preacher that is honest? If your answer is yes, then that's you are more deceived than I thought. Amen. So that's another deception or another excuse. Remember now, we're talking about what you give to God does not leave your life. Huh? He takes it, multiplies it back to your future. And in light of that, in the light of the fact that giving helps to propagate the gospel, I mean, what's the excuse? What's the excuse? We won't even talk about the blessing it brings to you. Let's just restrict it to the gospel. Have you gone to preach the gospel? Bible says, you know, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Have you gone? If you haven't gone, you should at least send someone. Amen? Don't tell me you're not going and you're not sending much either. Selah. That means go think about it. Amen. What you give to God, never leaves your life. It's never a loss. Never a loss. God takes it, multiplies it, brings it right back into your life. Maybe not right back, but brings it into your life. Amen. Amen?
Amen.
All right, well, that's what he told me to tell you. And I have obeyed him. The rest is up to you. We will receive our tithes and offerings at the end of service this morning. If you'd like to contribute to our church, we have a button there on our website, www.bereagoshenchurch.org. And you'll be able to do that. We thank you for it. Amen.